Yesterday in our study, we dealt with daily confession, because we all need to receive mercy and grace and forgiveness and cleansing from God every day. Now, today, as we talk about the daily Christian life, I want to talk to you about something that we don't receive from the Lord, but something we're to give to the Lord. It's daily thanksgiving. I love thanksgiving. I'm talking now about the holiday, of course, for many reasons. But the sad reality is, for too many of us, Thanksgiving has become just that, a day of the year. The Lord intended that it be a way of life. You see, sometimes we establish traditions without applying the truth. Truth is not for one day, it's for every day. And God never meant for us to give thanks from time to time. Friend, He blesses you every day. He's blessed you today. Are you breathing right now? That's a blessing. That's why David wrote in Psalm 68, verse 19, "Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation." Selah. Daily benefits deserve daily blessing. And notice that the blessing mentioned here is not the Lord blessing us, but it's us blessing Him. His blessings are constant. They're every day. Well, may I ask you, is your blessing of Him constant? Do you praise His name every day? When was the last time that you blessed the blesser? You see, He continues to shower us with goodness, and we continue to ask for more. But I wonder sometimes in my own life, where's the gratitude? In the words of the Lord Jesus, after He healed 10 lepers and only one returned to give thanks, where are the 9? I wonder today, are you the one or are you the 9? Some of the most powerful words ever spoken on earth, and some of the most powerful words heard in heaven are these words, "Thank you. Thank you for what you've done for me. Thank you for your goodness and mercy and kindness." You know, thanks, giving of thanks, affects every area of your life. I remember years ago my wife asking us to do something every night before we went to bed. We did it for a full week. I remember this. We went around the circle, and every person in our home had to share 3 things every night for which they were grateful to God. And you couldn't say the same thing as someone else, and you couldn't repeat yourself for a full week. We thought it was going to be challenging, but in fact, we thought of so many things. And it changed the whole atmosphere in our home and the attitude we all had day by day. I'm telling you, thanksgiving changes your life. Thanks brings you near to God. Remember, He inhabits the praises of His people. That's why Psalm 100 verse 4 says, "Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise." Would you like to abide in the Lord today? Would you like His presence to abide with you? Then stop right now and give God praise and glory. Thanks brings you near to God. And then, thanks keeps you happy in your own soul. Grumbling and gratitude never live at the same address. It was old Dr. Bob Jones Sr. that once said, "When gratitude dies on the altar of a man's heart, he's well nigh gone." Friend, if you want to stay happy in Jesus today and enjoy the journey, then pause and give God thanks and praise. And then, thanks will help keep your heart right towards one another. You see, gratitude changes your attitude about everything and everyone else. Study Ephesians chapter 5 and you'll see how the giving of thanks is connected to so many other relationships. It touches every part of your life. I remember as a teenage boy, my dad coming into my bedroom one morning and he put on my mirror a little sticker. It was one word. It was the word attitude. I hated that sticker. I saw it every morning when I got up, but it was good for me. It was a reminder to get my attitude in check. And I don't know a better way to do that by simply giving thanks. You see, giving thanks gets your attitude and your focus and attention off of yourself, even off of others, and on the goodness of God. What does the devil try to do? Cast doubt and question the goodness of the Lord. He did that in the Garden of Eden, and his strategy has not changed. I don't know about you, but I need to be near God every day. I need my soul happy every day. I need a right attitude towards others every day. And daily thanksgiving makes all of that possible. Psalm 61 verse 8 says this, "So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows." Every day, bringing your thanks and praise to God is going to help keep you very near to the Lord. That's why the Bible says in Psalm 92, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High." to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. It means every morning and every night there ought to be gratitude. You begin your day and you end your day with thanksgiving. And friend, when you begin and end the day that way, I promise you everything in between is going to be better. In the morning, thank God for His kindness at the dawn of a new day. And in the evening, thank God for His faithfulness all through that day. We've talked several times in this study about the daily offerings and sacrifices that were offered in the Old Testament. Well, may I suggest to you a daily offering you should give to God? A daily sacrifice He wants to receive from you this very day. It's found in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse number 15, where the Bible says, "By Him, by Christ, therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually." That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. May I say to you that today God wants to hear from you. Certainly He wants to hear you pray. But God deserves not only our prayers, He deserves our praise. When was the last time you came to the Lord and didn't ask Him for anything? When was the last time you just came and praised Him? When was the last time you just came to the Lord and said, "Lord, I don't want to ask You for anything. I just want to thank You. I want to thank You for what You have done. I want to thank You for who You are. I want to thank You that You're with me at this moment, and I want to thank You in faith for what You're going to do, what You're going to provide, because I know You're going to be faithful." I want to challenge you to set aside some time today to thank God for specific things and people that He's placed in your life. Make a gratitude list today, and maybe share it with your family like my wife challenged us to do in our home, and give the Lord praise for His goodness. Do it every day. And by God's grace, begin today.